WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN radio.
I have Heartless Bastards in studio. Nice to see you guys.
Hi.
Thanks. Howdy.
Thanks for making the trip. You've had quite the couple days, and I want to start off by asking you what it's like to make your national television debut on David Letterman.
Oh, it's pretty surreal, for sure. Yeah.
I know from a couple friends who work for record companies, that's a pretty long-haul undertaking doing the late-night talk show circuit. What was your day like yesterday doing that show?
Well, we got up at 6:30. We had to be there by 8 to load in and set up everything. And they have unions, so you're not allowed to actually carry your own equipment.
Oh, so they carry it in for you.
It's like, yeah, and you have to say, oh, I want my amp there, and we did a sound check, and we got to watch Paul Schaefer's band sound check and or like warm up.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun,
and it must feel pretty unreal when you're in that situation. You know, watching Paul Schaefer warm up for you, basically, in a way.
Oh, totally. I think they were practicing a little longer than planned, and he actually turned around and he's like, oh, I'm sorry we're taking so long. I thought, are you apologizing to me? I'm grateful to be on the show. I was like, I'm so tired. I have no idea what's going on anyway. Don't worry about it.
So then you record that, what, in the late morning, afternoon, and then you're on your way, or?
You do, like, a sound check, and then you have several hours where they do other kinds of rehearsals or camera setups, and then probably about 3:30 you do a actual run through of, you know, they have somebody say, like, you know, Heartless Bastards, and then we ran through it like 2 or 3 times to do camera checks and sound checks, and then they let the audience in. Uh-huh. And the show starts about 4:30, so.
And then I know that your road manager said you guys were on the road shortly afterwards. So you got to see yourselves. How did you get to see yourselves on Letterman then last night?
We stopped at the sports bar.
It was like near College Park or something like that in Maryland.
Yeah, somewhere between Baltimore and D.C. And, we're like, can you turn on Letterman? We're going to be on it. And they're kind of like, yeah, sure. But then I think they really started to believe us. And then, like, we all watched it together. We did shots, Jägermeister with the bartender and manager, and it was just really, really neat.
Absolutely.
They put it on the big screen.
Well, that sounds like a pretty special experience, actually, for you to get to watch your first national television appearance in that setting, and not just, you know, in your hotel room or something.
Oh, definitely.
With a group of strangers who are slowly copping to the idea that, yes, that is actually you on the television.
Yeah, the manager, she, I happened to look on her MySpace page today, and she said she remembered our name and looked us up, and then put a comment on there like, congratulations, and next time the drinks are on you.
That's so nice. And the Heartless Bastards are playing tonight in Charlottesville at the Gravity Lounge, and we'd love to have a preview of what we're going to hear tonight. Could you guys start us off with a song?
Sure. This is one of the acoustic songs on the new album. It's called So Quiet. It was so quiet, oh, so quiet that winter. I was dreaming, dreaming of your sound. Spring came, along with the spring came good fortune. We were laughing all day, nothing was getting us down. And we sat and listened as the music played. No, I wish that you could have stayed.
I remain, I shall not fall off. And I sat and listened to the same old song. No, I knew I couldn't go.
Sorry about my cell phone there.
You know, that just leaves a little bit of the live experience intact. That's fine. You see videos like that on YouTube all the time of the artist's cell phone going off in the middle of a performance. We've got Erica and Jesse in studio with us. They are playing. The Heartless Bastards are playing tonight at the Gravity Lounge in Charlottesville. Now, you guys have been through Charlottesville before, because several people have remarked over the past couple weeks to me that they remember very well your opening gig for Wilco when they came through here. I'm not sure, maybe a year and a half ago or so.
Yeah, it was November of 2007, so yeah, about a year and a half. So yeah, year and 3 months.
To what extent do, you know, you're maybe not, you're touring with, or it seems like you've, if not collaborated with some fairly prominent artists, at least enjoyed the support of, I know, the Black Keys, for instance. To what extent has that kind of influenced your own career, your own path so far?
I think it's very inspiring to be able to play with really great musicians, you know. Oh, I turned that off, I thought, but sorry about that. Well, you know, it's always really inspiring to play with really great bands. You know, just something about it, you know, whenever I do, I always want to, once I get home, I'm like, oh, ready to write a song, you know.
Is that,
and what a vote of confidence, too, to have somebody that you idolize,
right,
thinking of what you do, to invite you to participate with them.
Well, it's a pretty big stage, Wilco, so that definitely exposes you to a whole new group of audiences, so that's good, too. It sounded like somehow one of the members of the Black Keys was kind of responsible for leading you to Fat Possum Records. Is that true, or how did you end up on your record label?
Yeah, we had played with them across the river of our hometown, Cincinnati, once, and then so I had met them then, and I don't know if it was a coincidence Patrick happened to walk into a bar we were playing in Akron, or whether he came to see us, but halfway through our set I thought, is that Patrick from the Black Keys? Like, I saw him across the bar, and I went up, and it was him, and we ended up just hanging out and drinking some beers, and I gave him a demo, and you know, it's funny, I just never thought Fat Possum would have been interested in us, so I had never thought of sending them anything. And even when I gave Patrick that CD, like, I didn't even like think to ask, like, hey, pass this along,
right?
But he did, and they ended up really, really liking the band, so
yeah.
It was just one of those, it's just really great coincidences, or I don't know if that's the right word, but you know what I mean.
Serendipity. Well, it seems like a good fit, because a lot of critics have commented on the really kind of classic sound of your voice, or it's got this almost timeless vibe, and people have commented, oh, you know, you could imagine Erica's vocals on some sort of traditional tune from the Appalachian Mountains, or, you know, it works equally well in indie rock from almost any decade. And so for that reason, it seems like you're a good fit for Fat Possum Records, because they've got that kind of rootsy feel to a lot of their releases.
It completely makes sense to me now. It's just at the time, I don't know what I thought I was writing. I didn't consider it blues, and then I look back and I'm like, gosh, that really does sound bluesy.
Yeah.
But I always associated them with specifically blues music at the time, and now they've just branched out all over the place. I mean,
Andrew Bird.
Fiery Furnaces,
right.
Andrew Bird.
Yeah,
there's this new almost kind of like surf rock band called Waves that's getting released through them. I mean, they're just all over the place, but it's all really good music. I really like everything that they continue to sign, and I've grown to just love all the artists I wasn't familiar with before we, you know, worked with them.
Yeah, you've done some dates with Andrew Bird, right? Or you're going to?
We're getting ready to. Yeah, it's like about a week of dates in March, yeah.
Well, I think you'll enjoy that. If you've never seen him before, he's amazing, too.
Oh, yeah. I've seen video footage. Yeah.
Well, can we hear another song from the new album?
Sure.
This is Heartless Bastards at WNRN.
This is called Could Be So Happy.
Bastards on WNRN. That was Could Be So Happy from their most recent album, The Mountain. They're going to be at the Gravity Lounge tonight in Charlottesville. Now, I know that this is your third record, and for this record, you've kind of made a bit of a departure production-wise, because Erica, you produced, I understand, the first two albums, that's right?
Uh-huh.
For Heartless Bastards, and then you ended up, I understand, moving to Austin from your native Ohio, and working down there with Mike McCarthy, who's produced albums from Spoon and Trail of Dead and Patty Griffin, an eclectic group of NRN artists. So I'm wondering how you ended up working with Mike McCarthy.
Well, I think he had actually heard us on NPR at some point during the release of All This Time. He heard we were from Cincinnati, which also sparked his interest because that's where Mike's from as well.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that.
And he found out more about us and became interested in working with the group or me. And he contacted my manager. It ends up that they both lived in Austin. So
like everyone else, it seems. I mean, Austin's a pretty good place to find musicians and good producers, I suppose.
Yeah, then they became really good friends. And I absolutely love a lot of the work he's done, mm-hmm. like Source Tags and Codes. Source Tags and Toads. Source Tags and Codes by Annual Notes by the Trail of Dead. And all the Spoon Records he's done a great job on, and Patty Griffin. I really admire his work, and I knew right away that I wanted to work with him. And the fact that he was interested in working with me, it was just kind of a mutual thing where I was just extremely excited. Mm-hmm. And I felt like he was as invested in making the album as best as it could be as I was, because he really cared about working on the project.
What kinds of new elements did he bring to the table or incorporate in this album?
He thought that the pedal steel would be a great addition to the mountain.
It is a nice addition to the mountain.
Yeah, I wouldn't have pictured that, but once we tried it out, I was really happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
On the mandolin, on Wide Awake, and really just, I think, just having somebody with a great ear.
Yeah.
He has such an amazing ear that, you know, it's the most clearly audible album I've ever done, and he just has a great ear for sonics and mixing. And
his mixes are great.
Yeah, how he blended everything together, you know,
The album sounds great, and I think I'm not the first person to remark that it's going to be a huge breakthrough for you, and best wishes for everything for this tour, and we're very much looking forward to seeing you tonight. They are playing, Heartless Bastards are playing at Gravity Lounge here in Charlottesville tonight. Tickets may be purchased at starhill.musictoday.com, and it's going to be a great show. We're looking forward to coming out and seeing you play, and we've got time for one more, so can you play us out with a song from The Mountain?
Sure, I'm gonna play The Mountain.
Okay, great.
Hey, what do you want to do? You want me to play a little rhythm guitar with you,
or
you
I'd rather, since we have never done.
Why don't you take this guitar then? It'll be a little louder.
No, we're live. This is good.
How you feel when you taste and you wanna go higher, so what do you do? And so you peek into the mountain where your desire goes. Spilled blood on this place, it only echoes true all through the days. And so you peek into the mountain where your desire goes. Oh, oh, and space to know the way is coming down, take it on down the line. Oh yeah, having the space to know the way is coming down, take it on down the line. How to get ahead when the center is bleeding. They tear out the middle and they send it all away. tasteless sled sitting on our tongues, and then we have to worry more about the ones we love. When you see there's smoke, there's fire. 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 Having the space to know the way is coming down. Take it on down the road. Oh yeah. Having the space to know the way is coming down. Take it on down the road.
Heartless Bastards, Erica Winterstrom of the Heartless Bastards on WNRN. Great show tonight at the Gravity Lounge here in Charlottesville. Thanks again for making the time to come in and see us, and best of luck on this tour, and looking forward to it tonight. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.